Shalom to all. Today's office of Menachos Daf Tzadi Zayin. We're starting about the fourth line with the words V'chitema. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're really right in the middle of the discussion. Rabbi Yochanan had said in passing that the Shulchan can become Tameh. The Gemara had explained that this is even though one would think that it's a Kli Eitz Ha'asuli Linachas, which means a wooden Kli that's meant to be stationary. It's not meant to be moved at all. And we know that such a thing is not able to become Tameh. In truth, the Shulchan is not like that because number one, Rish Lakish brings a pasuk that shows that it can become Tameh, and this is further understood with a memra from Rabbi Shuba Levi that the Shulchan was lifted up with the Lechem upon him on it and showed to the Yidden who were Oily Regel, and so clearly it's not Asuli Nachas because it was picked up and moved. The Gemara then asked, and this is really where we're holding, that it's not even eight, it's covered with gold. We know that even though the Shulchan was made of wood, it was covered or plated with gold, and that makes it a metal Kli, and of course metal Kli could have been Kabbal Toma, even if they are Asuli Nachas. So what's the question in the first place? So here we pick up with this discussion, says the Gemara, V'chitem if you want to suggest the shittim wood, which is what the shulchan was made out of, they're very chashuv, and they're not bottle to the coating. Even though they have this gold plating, they're still not bottle to the gold because the shittim wood is so chashuv in and of itself. That's all good according to Rish Lakish. The Amar who says, this is only with kalim made out of achsalgos wood, which comes from overseas. This is very plain, simple pashut wood. So of course it's going to be bottle to the plating, whatever is covering it. But kalim, they're made out of mismas wood, which is very chashuv wood. Those are chashuv. They're not bottled to their coating, to whatever's covering them. Shapirs, and this makes sense because the shulchan is made out of shittim wood, which is very chashuv. So even though it's plated in gold, that doesn't make a difference, and it's still viewed as a wood kli. So the original discussion of kli etz haslo nachas makes sense. El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar kli mismas nami batli, who holds that even if it's a wood kli made out of mismas, which is very chashuv, it's still bottled to the plating. Michael Meir, what are we able to say? Even though the shulchan's made out of atzei shittim, which is very chashuv, at the end of the day, it's plated in gold, so it should be viewed as a metal kli. The Gemara answers, Shani Shulchan, the Shulchan is different, Durachmana Karya 8. The Torah itself calls it wood. Even though you're right, it's plated with gold, it still calls it 8. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, Hamizbeach 8, the wooden Mizbeach, Shalash Amas Kavaya, 3 Amas tall, Arka Shtaim Amas, its length is 2 Amas, Umiktsoy Sloy, and had corners, Va'arka Vikiras of 8. And here's the key, Vaidaber Eli, and he spoke to me, Zeha Shulchan Ashalafne Hashem, this is the Shulchan which is in front of Hashem. And so we clearly see that we're talking about a Shulchan in the Pasuk, and it's called eight, and so even though it's plated with gold, it's still called eight, and that's why we have this whole discussion of kli etz haslo nachas and how it's able to be mekabel toma. Now the Gemara just clarifies this pasuk mizbeach v'sim b'shulchan. It starts out with mizbeach and ends off with a shulchan. What's going on? As we see right in the beginning of the pasuk, it says hamizbeach eight, and then at the end of the pasuk, it says zeh hashulchan. So what are we referring to, a mizbeach or a shulchan? And the answer is Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Dam Shavayu. But Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar say b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, when we had the beis hamikdash, mizbeach mechaper l'adam. The mizbeach is mechaper for a person. He brings karbon, and that's mechaper for him. Now we don't have base mikdash. Shulchan shel adam mechaper olav. A person's table is mechaper for him when he has aniyim and poor people and guests by his table. That brings about his kapara, and that's why the same pasuk mentions mizbeach and shulchan. We now go into the next part of Mishnah. Arba snifim shel zav ha'yusham chulu, that there were four snifim, four support boards of gold, and it also talks about the kanim, the rods or the poles that were meant to hold up the lechamim. Ask the Gemara Menani Mili. How do we even know the shulchan had such things? So Amar of Ketini answers Amar Kra, because the pasuk says about the Shulchan, Vasisa, Ka'aroisav, V'chapoisav, V'kasoisav, V'nakiyoisav. So it mentions that four different things have to be made for the Shulchan. So what are these things? Number one, Ka'aroisav, Eludefusim. These are the molds for the Lechamim. A Ka'ara in modern Hebrew is usually referring to a bowl of sorts or a platter or a dish. And so when we use this word Ka'aroisav, it's Ka'arois. That's referring to the Defusim, the molds used to make Lechem upon him. Then when it says Ka'poisav, so that's actually like a kaf, a spoon, Elubazichin. So it's referring to the Bazichin, the spoons for the Levina. Then we have this word kasaisav in the pasuk, what that's referring to, elu snifin. These are talking about the snifin, the support boards, and either that's because the word kasaisav is extra, so that could be referring to snifin, or because the word kasaisav also could be read as kashois, like the word kashe, hard, and that's what the snifin are. They're these strong support boards that support the lechamim. Lastly, when it says umenaki yosef, what's it referring to? Elu kanim, these are the rods or the poles that also hold up the lechamim, and the lashon of naki, which means clean, and we know that these poles are meant to separate the lechamim so that there's airflow and they're not touching each other and they don't become moldy, meaning that they stay clean. We continue. The pasuk says, "Asher yusach bahen." What does that mean? Yusach bahen. Shemasachin bahen is halechem. These poles are masakech the lechem, so to speak, covering over the lechemim which are underneath them. Now, Masiv Rav Rav asks as follows: we had said earlier in the Mishnah, "Loisira kanim leniti lasan deichas Shabbos." That putting on these kanim and taking them off is not deichas Shabbos, and they have to be done before and afterwards. Now, if you want to say this is really deichas, so that we have to have these poles, these rods, which is what we're suggesting based off of our drasha we just had before, well, am I in Deicha Shabbos? Why are they not Deicha Shabbos? Of course they should be Deicha Shabbos. It's a Deiraisa, so we should be able to put them on and take them off on Shabbos. But then Hadar Marov Rav went back and said, Lav Milsu Damri, that which I just said is not valid, meaning it's not a question. Why is that? Did not. Because we learned in our Mishnah, Klal and Rav Kiva said, Kom Lacha Shev Shalala, so Yisrael Erev Shabbos, any Melacha that could be done Erev Shabbos, Eino Deicha Shabbos, is not Deicha Shabbos. And Vahani Nami, these poles, these rods, Efshad Loi Deicha Shabbos Alayu, we don't have to be Deicha Shabbos for them. Tamamai, why is it that we have these poles here, these rods in the first place? Doleha Pishlechem. So the lechem doesn't become moldy. They're meant to separate the lechem from each other so there could be airflow and they're not touching each other, won't become moldy. Now, Bechiahai Shiura Loi Ma'apish, with this very small shear of the lechemim touching each other just for Shabbos, even really less than Shabbos, they're not going to mold. Kedetanya, we have a braisa. Ketzad, what's he supposed to do? Meaning, when are these rods taken off and put back on? So Nechnas Me'erv Shabbos, a kohen comes in Erev Shabbos, Vishamtan, he takes them off, and he puts them down towards the length of the Shulchan. So it means that from later on Friday, meaning just about Erev Shabbos, up until halfway through Shabbos, the old lechamim are touching each other, so it's really not that long. Then when they take off the old lechamim and put the new lechamim on, and that's also halfway through Shabbos, so they're resting on top of each other. But then, Umatzeh Shabbos, right away in Matzeh Shabbos, Nichnas, another kohen comes in, Magbir Rosh Shel Chala, Machnis Kana Tachteha, he lifts up the top of a Chala, and he puts a Kana underneath it, V'chazu Magbir Rosh Shel Chala, and he picks up another Chala, Umachnis Kana Tachteha, and puts a rod underneath it. And so it turns out that these new lechamim were only sitting on the Shulchan for just about half of Shabbos, resting all on each other, but then right after Shabbos, they had these kanim put there, making separations. And we just further clarify, Arba Chalos, Tzrichas, Shlosha Shlosha Kanim, four middle Chalos of every stack, they require three kanim each, holding them up. Ha'el Yoyna Eina Tzricha El Shnaim, the upper one only needs two underneath it, Vishen Ala Masui, that's because there's nothing on top of it, there's no heavy bread weighing it down, and Atachtoyna, the bottom one, Eina Tzricha Kol Iker, it doesn't need any rods or poles underneath it, Lefishem Munachas Altar Shel Shulchan, that's because it's on the Shulchan itself, which since it's coated with gold, is cold and retains the freshness. It's not going to mold like that. And so that's how these various poles or rods are apportioned. Bottom line is, we see that for the vast majority of the week, the lechem apanim are separated by these kanim. And just for the short amount of time that they're on the shulchan on Shabbos without being separated, that's not a problem. It's not going to cause them to mold. Now we get into a different discussion. If you remember, we had a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the size of the shulchan. We had explained that's because they argue of how big the amma is. The shulchan is 1 by 2 ammas. The question is the amma 5 tefachim or 6 tefachim? So if you hold it's 5 tefachim, that means the shulchan is 5 by 10. Whereas if you hold that it's a 6 tefach amma, then the shulchan is going to be 6 by 12. And we have a similar chalikas. Tanan Hosam Mishnah over there, Rameir Rameir says, Kol amas shahu mikdash, all the amas in the base of mikdash, bein niyos, they were average size amas, which means they were 6 tefach ammas. Chotzim mizbech hazav, vakaren, vasoive, vayasoid, except for the mizbech hazav, that's a gold mizbech, and mizbech haktoires, that's the one that's inside the heichal, and also the karen, which is the horns of the Mizbeach, the Soiviv, which is the walkway around the Mizbeach, and the Yisoid, which is the base of the Mizbeach, which we're going to be discussing extensively on Amud Beis, those were all made out of 5 tefach amas, whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, amas binyan shisha tefachim. Any amma used in the building of the base of Mikdash, that was 6 tefachim, so all the walls were 6 tefach amas, the Mizbeach as well, that's considered part of the binyan, so that's also 6 tefach amas, Babishal Kalim, Chamisha, all other Kalim of Mikdash were 5 tefach amas. Now Rabbi Yechon says, Ushnehem Mikra Echadarshu, both them darshan the same exact pasuk, and this is quite a complicated pasuk, which is going to be the subject of basically the entire Amud Beis. The pasuk in Yecheskel tells us as follows: Ve'ilam midas hamizbeach ba'amos. This is the measurement of the mizbeach in amos. Amma v'toifach, an amma, which is an amma and another tefach, which basically means it's a 5 tefach amma plus another tefach, which is 6. So over here we see the pasuk is talking about a 6 tefach amma in regards to the mizbeach. Taizan based on top, the pasuk continues v'cheko amma, and the base is an amma. The amma roichav, an amma of width, gvula al svasa, and its border until its edge, saviv all around, zeres ha'echad, one half of an amma, because zeres means half, so zeres ha'echad is one half of an amma, and the pasuk concludes, v'zeh gav ha'mizbeach, and this is the top of the mizbeach. Now we see in the first part of the pasuk that mentions amma v'tefach, so that's clearly talking about a 6 tefach amma, but then the second part of the pasuk is just talking about a regular amma, and doesn't say and a tefach, so it means we're talking about a 5 tefach amma, and so that's going to be the source of the machloikas. Continues explaining when the pasuk says cheik ha'ama ze yisoid, that's referring to the base of the mizbeach. Then when it says amo roichav, an amo of width, ze soivev, that's referring to the soivev, the walkway or the ledge. Then it says gvula el svasa saviv zer soechod, that from the border to its edge, a half an amo all around, elu kronos, that's referring to the horns of the Mizbeach, and then when the Pasuk concludes, Zagav HaMizbeach, this is the top of the Mizbeach, so Zem Mizbeach Hazav, that's actually talking about the Mizbeach Hazav, which is again the one that's inside the Heichal, a totally different Mizbeach than what's known as the Mizbeach Ha'ayla, which is the larger Mizbeach in the Hazara. Now, how do they understand this Pasuk differently? So Meir Sofer, Meir holds that when the Pasuk at the end says, Zagav HaMizbeach, so Zeu Ba'ama Bas Chamisha, that's talking about an Amma of five Tvachim. In other words, the Mizbeach Hazav was made with an Amma of five Tvachim, because again, that's what that part of the Pasuk is referring to, just a plain regular Amma, which is five Tvachim. However, HaKol Amas Kelim Bo'ama Bas Sheish. That's mashma that all other Kelim Beis HaMikdash are made with a six Tefach Amma. It's only the Mizbeach Hazav, which is mentioned in this Pasuk, which is referring to five Tefach Amma, is made with a five Tefach Amma. But all other ones are made with a six Tefach Amma. However, Rebuta says that no, Kazei you call Amas Kelim, that it's with this measurement that all the Amas of the Kelim are made with. In other words, since the Pasuk says Zegav Mizbeach, and that's clearly referring to a five Tefach Amma, well, since the Mizbeach Hazav is a Keli, so that means that all other Kelim as well are made with five Tefach Ammas, and the only thing that's going to be made with is six Tefach Amma, not a Keli, rather it's part of the Binyan. So that's the source of Machlokes, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, before we continue, it's important to have a very clear understanding of how the Mizbeach looked, because we're going to be getting into very detailed discussion regarding all the different Ammas. If you have a picture in front of you of a diagram or something like that, so as the saying goes, a picture's worth a thousand words, and that definitely will be extremely helpful. Now, if you do not have a picture, so we'll try to describe it, hopefully with fewer than a thousand words. So first thing we need to know is that the Mizbeach was made of three different blocks, if you will. The bottom one, which was fairly short, it wasn't very tall, it was only an Amma high, was 32 by 32 Ammas. Now the middle one, which was 5 Ammas tall, was a little bit smaller. It was 30 by 30 Ammas, which means it was placed on top of the bottom or the base, the Yesod. So basically, the entire bottom was covered, besides for an Amma jutting out on every side. Then we have the third and final block placed on top. That was 3 Ammas high, and that was a total of 28 by 28 Ammas. So once again, that means that if you look at the middle section, which we had just said before was 30 by 30 Ammas, so the middle 28 of those are covered. So that means that also has an Amma jutting out on each side. Now there's one more added piece to the top of the Mizbeach, which are the four kronos, the four horns, if you will, in each corner, and they were also an Amma each, which means that even though technically the top of the Mizbeach is 28 by 28 Ammas, if you were to walk in between the kronos, the horns of all the top edges, you would only have 26 Ammas to walk, because again, those kronos were taking up an Amma from each corner. So let's repeat this just in a slightly different way. If you were standing by the base, by the Yesod of the Mizbeach, it goes up in Amma and then in an Amma. Then you have the whole middle section of the Mizbeach, which goes up 5 Ammas and then once again in an Amma. Now, this second Amma that we just mentioned, where it's indented, is called the Soivev. That's a walkway or a ledge all around. The Kohanim would walk around doing certain Avodas. And then once again, we would go up 3 Ammas and then we're at the top of the Mizbeach. And then we have the whole top of the Mizbeach with the four kronos in those four corners. As that being said, the Gemara tells us as follows. The Havamina right now is that from the Yesod, from the base, up until the Soivev, which is, let's say, two-thirds up the Mizbeach, the entire height was being measured with an Amma of 5 Tfachim. And so, how do we understand the Lashon of the Pasuk of Cheko Amma, which again means the base is an Amma and that the width is an Amma? This is what it's saying, from the base, which is an Amma, up until the Reichav, up until the width, which means up until that indentation, that's an Amma of 5 Tvachim. In other words, understanding right now is the height of the walls in the Mizbeach, at least the first two walls, the base's wall, which is just an Amma high, and the middle section's wall, which is 5 Ammas, the height of those Ammas is measured in 5 Tefach Ammas. Now, the problem with that is as follows. Gaiva Mizbeach Kama Hava. How high was the Mizbeach, including the Kronos? Aser Ammas was 10 Ammas, because we have 1, which is the base, 5, which is the middle section, 3, which is the top section, that's a total of 9, and then we have the Kronos, which are 1, so it's a total of 10 Ammas high. Now, according to what we just said before, Shis b'nei chamsha chamsha, which means 6 of those Ammas are 5 tfachim each, v'arbay b'nei shisa shisa, then the other 4 are 6 tfachim each. So Mizbeach Hamahavai, how many tfachim does that make the entire height of the Mizbeach? Chamshin v'arba, 54. Now, pagat the Mizbeach Hamahavai, how much is half of the Mizbeach? Asr v'shiva, that's 27 tfachim. Nemekronis v'ad soiviv kamahava, so that means from the horns of the Mizbeach up until the soiviv, which again is that ledge that the Kohanim walk around, how much is that? Asr v'arba, that's 24 tfachim. So kamah batzer l'pagat of the Mizbeach, how much is left to get to half of the Mizbeach, Tlasa, three Tfachim. In other words, three Tfachim below the Soivev is the halfway mark of the Mizbeach. Now, the reason why that's important is because actually halfway through the Mizbeach was marked with something that's called the Chut HaSikra. It was a very clear demarcation that this is the halfway point, and that's important because the blood of some Karbonos are done below the Chut HaSikra, blood of other Karbonos are done above the Chut HaSikra. And that's what the Gemara says right now. Utanan, we have a Mishnah that tells us Chut HaSikra Chag B'Emtza, there's this Chut HaSikra, this red line that goes right through the halfway point of the Mizbeach, Kedil Havdamindam Elyonam Tachtoinim, in order to differentiate between the upper and lower bloods. So now we're going to run to an issue with our calculation. That which we have a braisa regarding an oila sa'if, a bird oila, the kind would go up the ramp from his back, and then about halfway up, he would turn towards the saivev, this ledge, and then he would walk. He would come to the southeastern corner, that's the first one on his right, and he would do malika to its head in the back of its neck, and that's what's done to all bird karbonos. Umavdil, and he separates the head, and he squeezes his blood onto the wall in his back, so he's above the Chut HaSikra. Now, this is the key line over here. If he did it below his feet, even a full Amma, it's kosher. And that's because according to this Braisa, even if he reaches below his feet and he puts the blood on that middle wall in the Mizbeach, and he does that even a Amma below his feet, that's not a problem. It's still considered to be the upper half of the Mizbeach. The problem is, according to our Chashbin that we just made, that the Chut HaSikra is three Tfachim below the Soivev, so then that means he's putting this blood that's supposed to be on the upper half actually two tfachim below the Chut HaSikra. And that's a big problem with this braisa, if our Chashbin is correct. El rather says the Gemara, you're right, this calculation we just made with Amos is not true. Let's try to give a new explanation of the Pasuk. When it says Chek HaAma, that means Knisa, the indentation where Zbech goes in by the base. That's what the Pasuk is referring to when it says Chek HaAma. Then when it says Amo Reichav and Amo, which is the width, that's also Knisa, the other indentation, meaning referring to the Soivev. So these two words, Chek HaAma, Amo Reichav, are referring to the two indentations in the Mizbeach. And then when the Pasuk says Gavula El Sfasa Saviv, the border to his edge, half of an Amo around, Knisa, that's also referring to an indentation, and that's referring to the Kronos. Now, according to this, all 10 Amos of the height of the Mizbeach were measured at 6 Tefach Amos, and the 5 Tefach Amos that the Pasuk is talking about is just the indentations. Each of those Amo indentations are really just 5 Tefach Amos, not 6. So now let's bring up what we just said before to see if it makes sense. Mizbeach Kama Havale. So how tall is the Mizbeach now? Shitin, it's 60 Tfachim. So that means Pagat the Mizbeach Kama Havale. How much is half in the Mizbeach? Tlasin, that's 30 Tfachim. That means that Mikronis Vatsoiv Kama Hava, from the top of the horns up until the Soiviv, that ledge, how much is that? Asim Va'arba, 24. And Kama Batsi the Pagat the Mizbeach. How much more do we have from there to the Chut HaSikra, to the halfway point of the Mizbeach? Shisha, that's 6 Tfachim. And this makes sense because Utanan, we had just learned, Ima Salamat Miragla, Filu Ama Achas, Ksheira, that if he squeezed the blood, even an Amma below his feet, it's kosher, and since below his feet is 6 tefachim, and we're talking about a 6 tefach Amma, so everything works out fine with this Chashbin. But it's not so simple, because we found another problem. But Mayu Kimta, how do we explain the Pasuk when it's referring to a 5 tefach Amma regarding the Mizbeach, B'Knisa, that's talking about the Knisa, the indentation, that when the Mizbeach goes in, that's referring to a 5 tefach Amma. Here's the problem. Could we really establish it like that? Vatanan, we have a mission that tells us, Mizbeach HaYashloshim Mushtam HaShloshim Mushtayim, that the base of the Mizbeach was 32 by 32 Amas, as we explained in the introduction to this whole sugya. Then the Mishnah says, Allah Amma Vakanas Amma, it would go up a Amma, and then it went in an Amma. Zehu Yisoid, this is the base of the Mizbeach. Nimtza Shloshim Al Shloshim, turns out that the block, or the section of the Mizbeach, which is above the Yisoid, is 30 by 30 Amas. And this is all the Lashon of the Mishnah. Now here's the issue. If the indentation after the height of the base is actually a 5 Tefach Amma, so it means that that next section of the Mizbeach, the middle block, which is on top of the Yisoid, which is on top of the base, is not 30 by 30 Amas. Shloshim Ushnei Tefachim Hava, it's actually 30 Amas and an extra 2 Tefachim. Because again, if the indentation is 5 Tefachim going all around, that means it's not a block of 30 by 30. There's an extra Tefach added on each side, which means 30 Amas and 2 Tefachim. And so if we're going to continue this Chashbin, it goes on even higher up than Mizbeach. What does the Mishnah continue saying? Allah Chamesh V'Karnas Amma. The middle section of Mizbeach goes up 5 Amas and then it goes in another Amma. Zehu Soiviv, this is the Soiviv. Nimtza Esrim Ushmeina Al Esrim Ushmeina. Turns out that the top part of the Mizbeach, when it's placed on the middle section, it's 28 by 28 Amas. And once again, we have the same problem, because if this indentation of the Soivev is only a 5 Tefach Amma, that means that the top section of the Mizbeach is not 28 by 28 Amas. Esrim Ushmeina V'Arba Tefachim Hava, it's 28 Amas and 4 Tefachim. And Chidim Yvon suggests to the Gemara that actually this is the proper Cheshbin. It's just that Kivin Doli Hava Amma Lechashiv Le, since this extra amount is not a full amma. So it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just wants to mention a whole number. Well, we still have a problem. Makam kronos amizeh v'amizeh. The Mishnah then says that the place of the horns are an amma here and amma there. Nimtza, turns out, says the Mishnah, esem v'sheish al esem v'sheish, that the intersection of the top of the mizbeach that doesn't have anything protruding or blocking it is 26 by 26 amas. Well, that's not true because of the indentation that the kronos take up is only a 5 tefach amma, so esrin v'sheva havu. It turns out that the top part of the mizbeach is 27 by 27 amas, not 26, because we have extra space due to that 5 tefach amma that we're measuring the kronos with. And that's a full amma, which should be accounted for based on what we just suggested previously. So Gemara suggests, you want to know what? Loidak, it's not precise. Since it's not actually full extra amma on the top of the mizbeach, it's just that when we combine all these indentations of 5 tefach amas, it turns out that altogether there's an extra amma. That's not something that the Mishnah is going to mention because, again, it's split up across a number of different sections of the mizbeach, so that's really okay. We still have a problem, though. What does the Mishnah then say? Makam hilach ragel kahanim amizeh v'amizeh, the place where the kahanim would walk on the top of the mizbeach, where they're not bumping into the kronos, so it's basically a little bit in from where the kronos are. That's an amma here and an amma there, which means it was a full section of an amma that they were able to walk around without either bumping to the kronos on the outside or without walking into the maracha where the fire is in the middle. That was a full amma. Nimtza, turns out, says the Mishnah, esim va'arba al esim va'arba, that the top of the mizbeach where the fires were was 24 by 24 amas. Now again, if we're going to be measuring these indentations with 5 tefach amas and not 6, then makam ha'maracha esim v'chamish avay, turns out that the place where the maracha was, where the fire is 25 by 25 amas. V'chitiv v'ma suggests the Gemara hachanami here also, loidak, it's not specific, since it's just a discrepancy of a tefach in this particular section. So that's the Mishnah didn't bother mentioning anything. The reason why that can't be is because v'ksev, we have a different pasuk that tells us v'ariel, and the ariel, which is another way of saying the maracha, the area where all the fire is on top of the mizbeach, the whole middle section, it's 12 long by 12 wide square. And the question is, what does that mean? So yachal she'ene el 12 al 12, you might think that the whole area of the maracha where the fires are on top of the mizbeach was actually only 12 by 12 amas. Well, that can't be, because k'shu aimer, when the pasuk then says el arbas revav, to its four sections, what does that mean? Melamed, it teaches us she'be'emtzahu ma'idid 12 amal chol ruach v'ruach, that actually what we do is put a pin right in the middle of the mizbeach and measure 12 amas in all directions, so it actually turns out that the maracha was 24 by 24 amas. And the reason why we can't say loidak over here either is because, since it's a pasuk is very precise. A mishnah maybe is not precise, but a pasuk is. And therefore, when we see from this pasuk that the top of the mizbeach where the maracha was, the whole middle section, that was 24 by 24 amos, and so now if we work our way all the way back through all the sections of the mishnah that we just quoted, it can't be that the other sections were really more than the mishnah mentions, and it's just that it's loidak, it's not precise, because that doesn't fit with the end of the mishnah. The Gemara continues with another suggested answer. V'chitim, if you want to suggest that, let's go back to the base of the mizbeach, the bottom of the mizbeach, that first section, which is the widest, let's try to recheshbin that. That six of them in the original section are a 5 tefach amma, which means of the base in the mizbeach, 6 of those 32 are 5 tefach ammas. The rest of them are 6 tefach ammas. And that's what the pasuk is referring to when it tells us the mizbeach is 5 tefach ammas and 6 tefach ammas. And then it's going to turn out that even though the base in the mizbeach is 32 by 32 ammas, then it's not the same amount of tefachim than was originally measured. It's actually going to turn out to be a full 6 tefachim smaller than the original cheshbin. The reason why that's an issue is because imkain, if so, if that's how we're going to cheshbin the mizbeach, rav chala azara. Turns out that azara, the base of mikdash, it turns out it's going to be too big, meaning larger than was taught in a different mishnah. That now we have a mishnah that tells us kol azara hoisa oirech meu shmein v'sheva, the entire azara was 187 amas long, al roichav meu shloishim v'chamesh, it's 135 wide. Further describing this, mimizrach l'mariv meu shmein v'sheva, from east to west, that's 187. In other words, right when you walk into the azara, you're in the east, so from where you're standing all the way to the back wall of the azara, behind the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's 187 amas. And again, since this is amas habinyan, this is referring to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone agrees that these are 6 tefach amas. This mishnah that we're quoting further describes all the different sections of the azara. Makam Trisus Ragal Yisrael Achasre Amah, first 11 amas of the azara are where all Yisraelim are allowed to walk. walk. Now, Makom Jus Ragli Kaihanim, Achasri Amo, the next 11 Amois is where all Kaihan were allowed to walk. It's even a Kain who's not able to do Avoid or he's a Baal Mom or something like that. He's still allowed to walk there freely, no problem. Then, Hamizbeach Shleshim Ushtayim, the Mizbeach is another 32 Amos. Then, Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach, Asim Ushtayim Amo, the section between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, meaning from the Mizbeach to the Ulam, which is the beginning of the actual covered part of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the grand tall building that we see in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash compound in all the pictures. That's 22 Amos. Then, HaHechel Meo Amo, the whole building of the Hechel, is 100 Amos long. And then, Achasrei Amo, Achar Beis HaKapayres, there's another 11 Amos, which is behind the Kodesh Kedoshim. And so that's a total of 187. Here's the issue. If what we had just mentioned before is correct, namely, that the base of the Mizbeach was made partially with 6 Tefach Amos, partially with 5 Tefach Amos, that means if we measure the current base of the Mizbeach just with 6 Tefach Amos, it wouldn't be 32, it would be 31 by 31 Amos. That means that there's an extra Amma for the Azara that's not accounted for in this very detailed description in the Mishnah of 11 for this and 11 for that, 32 and 22, so on and so forth. There's an extra Amma that's not accounted for. So how do we explain that? So where it says, you're right. So now we go all the way back to the beginning with this pasuk that we quoted at the top of the Amud that's talking about two different Ammas of the Mizbeach, one of 5 Tefach Amma, one of 6 Tefach Amma, and what is it referring to? El, or rather, says the Gemara, Cheko Amma. When it says Cheko Amma, which is referring to a 5 Tefach Amma, Big Gaiva, that's referring to the height of the base of the Mizbeach. That's a 5 Tefach Amma. Now when it says Amma Roichav, that the width of the Mizbeach is an Amma, that's referring to a 6 Tefach Amma. Kenisa, that's the indentation of the base of the Mizbeach. And then when it tells us Gvulo Sfasa Saviv, from the border to the edge, is a half Amma all around, that's talking about the height of the Kronos. In other words, the height of the Kronos are also measured with a 5 Tefach Amma. So it turns out that all the height Amos of the Mizbeach are 6 Tefach Amos, except for the bottom and top one, meaning the base's height is measured with a 5 Tefach Amma. The height of the Kronos are measured with a 5 Tefach Amma as well. Now, in regards to the width of the Kronos, which were also a Tefach, Tzadik HaSamun Alfa on top, Losh Nahachi, it doesn't really make a difference if it's a 5 Tefach Amma or 6 Tefach Amma, because either which way, that would be Loy Duck. It wouldn't have to be precise regarding that, so that's fine. That's not something that has to worry us. But now, getting back to our original Cheshbon, we plug back in our original discussion, and we'll see how it makes sense. Mizbeach Chamahava, how tall is the Mizbeach right now? Cham Shinu Tmanyo, 58 Tefachim. Pagid Mizbeach Chamahava, how much is the halfway point of the Mizbeach? Asim Matisha, that's 29 Tefachim. So Mikarnas Vatsev Kamahava, from the top of the horns until the soivev, how much is that? Asmutlasa, 23 tefachim. Kamabatsu the pagid mizbeach. So how much do we have left to the halfway point of the mizbeach below the soivev? Shisa, 6 tefachim. And tonight, what was this quote that we had before? Imasalamat miragla filo amachas kshera. That if when he's squeezing the blood with bird oila, he does it even an amma below his feet. That's kasher, and that's fine because he has 6 tefachim below his feet, below the soivev, and that's an amma. So everything works out fine. And actually, dekanami, this parish is meduik in the pasuk dechsev. What did this part of the pasuk say? Chek ha'ama, Amma Roichav. And so we see that we're talking about two different Amas clearly, because one of the words used is Ha'ama, and the other word used is Amma. So we must be talking about two different Amas, a 5 and a 6 Tefach, and both these words, Chek and Roichav, are referring to the base. So the Chek is the height of the base, and the Roichav is that indentation on the top of the base. So we know, we see from here, that that's a valid explanation of this pasuk. Working cyber for the day, and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Amas in the base of Mikdash. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.